Hello, this is 5JKL of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast of Clyde's Weird Stuff. I'd just like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Talk radio for the internet generation.
Now that's weird.
Beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
It certainly is. We're back. Yes, it's live again. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. It's Friday night, and it's Now That's Weird. Have you missed me? I hope so. Studio at nettalkradio.co.uk, the address. Want to know what you've been doing over Christmas. What did you do? Did you have a good one? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have family round? Did you eat those horrible things they call Brussels sprouts? Yuck! Oh, I hate them. And I'll tell you what, right, funny story, but this is totally true. I had a hangover on New Year's Eve before I started drinking. How'd you work that one out? It appears I had a migraine. It was, I've never had one of these things before. It was horrible. I'm laying there on the settee. I couldn't look at the telly. It made me feel ill. I couldn't look at lights. If the light was on, I was in pain. The more I laid down, the worse I felt. I got up. I went to the toilet because I didn't feel very well. And I was sick. I threw up. I had all the symptoms of a hangover without the beer. I thought, what a bloody waste. I mean, if you're going to have a hangover, you should at least have the enjoyment of the beer first, surely. Anyway, there you go. All right, tonight, what have we got for you? In the third hour this evening, Nita Grant, my old friend, joining me as the first guest, or for her first guest, what should I say, in the new year for 2007. And she's going to be talking to us about alien abductions, UFO landings, and ghosts. Oh, that should be a good one. In the second hour, the person you voted as the best guest of 2006, Elizabeth, our regular psychic and medium, joining us for her regular hour, and she'll be with us throughout the second hour of the programme. And in the first hour tonight, I'm pleased to introduce to you somebody that's going to be a big part of Net Talk Radio in 2007. She's got her own show coming up, and she's on the air tonight to talk to you, to answer your questions, and to tell you all about her new show. Her name's Ruth Vidente. Ruth, good evening.
Good evening, Ross. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how was your Christmas?
Our Christmas was wonderful. A bit noisy, but visitors have all gone now, so we're back to normal.
Did you have family round?
Yes, I had a couple of my daughters round, which was fine most of the time, but we live in a very small house, so I think when they'd gone back, everybody was glad they'd gone.
And have you ever had a hangover without having the drink, Ruth?
No, I must admit, Ross, you did a pearler there. No, I usually have to have the drink first.
Yeah, believe me, it's the best way. At least you've got something that you can think about that was an enjoyable part of it. This migraine business, I hope it was a one-off. I hope I'm not going to get any more of them.
Had you eaten anything different to what you normally eat, Ross?
Yes, I think I had, actually. I'd been out to Wales during that weekend. I came back on New Year's Eve, and we had this big meal out at a restaurant in Wales. And to be honest, I think I overdid it a bit.
I think sometimes, I mean, I've suffered with migraine, but luckily only a couple of times. My mum used to suffer very severely with it, and if there is a big change in what you're eating, that can trigger it off, so it sounds to me as though that is what caused it for you.
It's not nice. It's not nice at
all. No, it's not nice at all.
Now, tell us a little about Ruth Vidente. Just give us a bit of background about how you got involved in all this mediumship stuff, and how you got to be a nationally or internationally acclaimed TV clairvoyance.
Right. It comes from my father's side, Ross. Within 5 minutes of my father meeting anybody when we were children, he could tell you everything about them, from the shoe size to the collar size. And when as children we said, how do you do it, Dad? My father never admitted that he had a gift. He just said it was his way. So it comes from my father's side. We believe there are Roman gypsies generations back. When I was a child, I was absolutely terrified of spirits and ghosts, and was frequently told I had a vivid imagination. I was very much vetted on what I could watch on the TV, because I did see spirits as a child, but I was constantly told that I was imagining things. So that's how it really began. When I got to be about 8 or 9, I very quickly began to be ostracized at school, because I would say strange things about seeing people, hearing people talking. So really, that's where it actually started from.
Now, what was your experience of that first time that you actually encountered a ghost head on? What did you feel? Did it scare you?
Absolutely terrified, absolutely terrified. I had a brother who was a few years older than myself, who took great delight in absolutely scaring me to death. And I remember one particular night, Ross, when he'd been winding me up and he actually put a sheet on his head and came into my bedroom. And I was absolutely terrified and screamed, and I think that was about the only time I ever knew my brother get in trouble as a child. And from that point on, my parents thought I was very highly strung, and that was it. But the very first time I actually saw a spirit, I knew it was there, but I couldn't convince anybody else of it, so it was very, very frustrating. I was only very, very small.
Let me tell you a funny story, Ruth, if I may. I was on a paranormal investigation once with my team from the Phantom or Fraud Project, and in fact, one of the ladies, that's, she's on the last guest on the show tonight, Nita Grant, was with me. She was one of my team leaders. We had, in this investigation, something going on with spirit. We were aware of them being in the room with us. We could feel the presence, and there were photographs coming out of glowing orbs. And Nita and a friend of hers girls were playing around. They weren't getting much action downstairs. They came running up the stairs with sheets over their heads, much the same as you just explained, trying to spook us out because we were sitting there in the dark. And as they ran in the room going, ooh, with these sheets over their head, all the ghosts ran away. We've actually got a video of the orb shooting out the room as if they were scared stiff by these girls in sheets.
Yes, it's really strange. Spirits have many, many different ways of making themselves known, and the way that things turn out is very, very strange. I mean, the fact that I am now a medium, and as a child I was totally and absolutely terrified is really quite strange. But they do come and they do show us things in many different ways.
Now, how does your mediumship work? Because some people are clairsentient, some are clairvoyant. How does yours work? Do you see spirit? Do you sense them?
Right. I'm clairvoyant, which is seeing, clairaudient, which is hearing, and clairsentient, which is feeling. The first thing with my mediumship, I know when a spirit is there and waiting to come through, I get a cold shake throughout my body. It's not anything I can control. It just happens, and I know that spirit is there. So I actually feel it to start with. Once I go into my mediumship reading, if somebody's asking me to try and contact somebody, then I will actually see the spirit. The cold feeling is just so that spirit let me know that they're there and waiting to come in. I then see them at a certain position, always in the same position, so I see them, but I hear them as well. And it's kind of like, I can't see you now, but I can hear you, but I know what you look like, even though I've seen you, Ross. But with spirits, even if I haven't seen them, if it's not someone that I know, then I do get pictures. So basically, I see, I hear, and I actually feel them.
That's like a full house, isn't it? We should be shouting bingo now.
Bingo.
I mean, to get all three, I've met a lot of clairvoyants that get one of the three, even two of the three, but to get all three, you must do pretty well with your work.
I must admit, the medium side of my work, Ross, I love. I mean, I've lost both my parents now. I've got very, very little family. And I've got a great Christian faith. I was brought up in a Christian household. And I always believed there was life after this life. And since I've gone into my mediumship and can help other people to bring this world closer to the next world, that is a wonderful feeling. When somebody's there on the phone, sometimes it's face-to-face. As you know, I work on the Sky Channel on TV 886, and I do mediumship readings over the phone. People say, how can you do that? Basically, spirit don't need to have somebody sat in front of me to come through and pass messages. So that comes through like that. The part that I like the most is that it gives a great deal of comfort. And the job that I'm doing, I take very seriously. I give it a great deal of respect. And to give comfort and to help somebody who has lost somebody is one of the greatest parts that I really do enjoy.
Now, if we get any of my listeners tonight that want to get a reading on air, would you do one for them this evening?
Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem, Ross.
Okay, it's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Send your emails through to Penny, Mrs. Email, and just say, good evening, Penny. Hope you had a nice Christmas. If you don't start with that, I'm not going to read your email out. There you go. We'll get those in, and we'll see if we can put Ruth to the test through the programme. So it's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, tell us a little bit about this programme you're going to be doing on Net Talk, Ruth.
Right, okay. It's going to be called The Ruth Identity Experience. Basically, for anybody that's got any kind of life problems at all, it doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how large, I don't judge. Sometimes it's a love triangle, sometimes it's unfaithfulness, sometimes it's dishonesty. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's same-sex relationships, anything at all, I am not shocked, I don't judge. And anything at all that comes in, anything that anybody has got a worry with, come to me and I guarantee I will help them to pick their way through it and we'll go through it together.
Okay, and we've got a special email address I think you want to give out to listeners for that program, is that right?
That's right, yeah. The email is yourlife@ruthvidente.com.
Okay, and Ruth Vidente is RuthVidente. Ruth
That's
Vidente.
Right, yes.
Right, we're going to take a short break. My guest is Ruth Vidente. If you've got any questions for her in the first hour of the programme this evening, it's the usual email address, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And as I say, don't forget to address your emails to Mrs. Email, because she loves being called that, and she's about to hit me at any moment now, I'm sure. We'll be back with you right after the break. Get interactive.
Call us now on 0871 871 366, or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space.
Then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on Net Talk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They've made me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back. First hour of the show. Let me tell you again a little about my first guest this evening. Clairvoyant medium Ruth Vidente is a professional psychic. She's used her unique blend of abilities mixed with a very full life experience to give both insight and comfort to her clients. Ruth is a natural clairvoyant medium and has had this ability since childhood, inherited from her father. The mediumship side of her work is of particular poignancy due to its nature in bringing the world closer to the next, or this world rather, closer to the next. Ruth works full time as a television psychic on Sky TV, where her appearances can be seen daily on Sky Channel 886. She brings the glamour of TV right back to earth when she gives private readings and attends psychic fairs nationally in order to meet her customers on a more personal basis. And she's with me this evening talking to you and also telling about a new show she's going to be doing for Net Talk Radio. Ruth, welcome back.
Thank you, Ross.
Now, let's start off with a question for you. Nietzsche is going to be my guest in hour three, has popped up on MSN Messenger and asked me the question. She said, without telling you too much about me, should I leave my job?
Okay. I feel for this lady, it is certainly time that she was looking about moving forward. I feel that she's not quite reaching her potential. She's got a lot more potential to give than the job she's doing. So I would certainly say, yeah, it's time to be looking and thinking about moving on, Ross.
Now, when you get an email like that, how do you go about addressing it? I mean, is it spirit guides that advise you? How does that work?
Certainly, yes, it is my spirit guides. As if somebody gives a name, it makes it a little bit easier, because I'm then tuning into the name. But basically, the information is coming from my spirit guides. Yeah, I'm being given the information, basically, to recall what's being said to the person. Sometimes, I will get information, and I will say to whoever I'm reading for, can you understand that? Because basically, I'm just a tool, and I'm just being, you know, used through. But it is basically coming from my spirit guides.
Okay, well, here's one from you for you from someone closer to home, shall we say. My name's Ross, and I run a radio station, and I want to know how I'm going to do this year.
Right, okay. I'm looking forward, Ross, towards the end of this year for you, and I'm going between middle October to early December, and I feel in that period of time, you're going to be looking back over the year, and I think it's going to go very, very well, and I feel that you're on a real upbeat, and I think it's going to go good. I think you're going to improve. I think what you're giving the customers is going to increase. And I'm also feeling towards the end of the year, Ross, in that time span, that you are going to be thinking about doing something on the radio quite different. I don't think you know what it is yet, but just bear this in mind. So basically, I think it's going to be a very good year for you.
Let's hope you're right. Right, got one here from Alan in Spain. It says, hello, Penny. Hope you've had a nice Christmas. Reference your psychic. I'm thinking about my mother, and I've asked her to pass on a message to your guest. I've told my mother to tell her my wife's name. Great show, Ross. Alan in Spain. There's a test for you.
Right, it is a test. Like I say when I do mediumship readings, it is never like turning on a light switch. Okay, right. I am being given a name. Now, sometimes we have to put this together as a medium, and it's a bit like a jigsaw. And if it's not the exact name, it is somebody connected. And I am feeling that I'm getting either a Marie or a Mary, some kind of derivative of that, if that makes any sense. Either a Marie or a Mary.
And funny, because I'm getting a Mavis this end, so we're both getting the same first two letters.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I'm actually feeling that it's maybe not the real name, but a name that perhaps she was known by.
That's possible. Okay, Alan, I know you're listening. Drop me a line, let me know if that's right. Now, also, if this is the person that Alan believes it is, then there is a message to be passed on. Have you any idea what that is, Ruth?
Right, okay. I'm feeling that when this lady passed, that there was something left undone, some business left undone, and I'm feeling there is something to do with either legal dealings here or solicitors, and it's something that needs to be looked at to put final closure on this person's passing.
Okay. Alan, let me know if that's right. Usual address, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Just got a side note here for you, Ruth, from Nita. She said, on a side note, Ruth, do you do animals? If so, what's wrong with my effing driving me mad cat?
Probably the same as my mad cat. Can you hear him? I've got three of my Siamese. Hates it when I work. Right, okay.
Well, we've got a Burmese here, and she's usually just as noisy.
Right, okay. Right now, let's have a look. I am feeling, has the behaviour of this cat changed in the last few weeks? You probably don't know.
I'm feeling
that there is something that needs to be looked at. It's not just a behavioural thing. It's something either connected with the cat not being too well. It's nothing that she needs to worry about, but something that's making the cat feel out of sorts. And it could be something as simple as a change of something in the diet. And if the cat has changed its character over the last few weeks, that's what it is. It needs the diet looking at. There's been some change or something that has upset the cat. A bit like if some people can't eat chocolate, it makes them hyperactive. And I feel that's the kind of thing that's happened with the cat.
Okay. All right, Nita, let us know if that makes any sense to you. Now, if you want to get a question in for Ruth, drop it in now. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, just going back to what we were talking about before the break, Ruth, as you were coming through school and you were realising that you got this gift, and as you say, it did make you different, it did make you feel different and stand out. How did you cope with that as a youngster?
In a word, Ross, very, very poorly. I suffered from being about 6 or 7 with a very bad skin complaint, psoriasis, you've probably heard of it. And I was absolutely covered from head to foot, my hair, everything. And that is all down to stress. At the time, they didn't know what it was. So I was kind of ostracised because of that. And I suppose I went more and more into myself. I was always a great reader. Mm-hmm. Had great trouble in learning at school, but I did like books, and I spent most of my time alone reading and going into my books, particularly about spirits and about life hereafter. So that was basically how I coped. I withdrew. I went into myself.
When did you turn from just having the gift to actually saying, right, I'm now going to do this as a living?
I don't think it's a thing that happens overnight, Ross. It's something that spirit will gently put you forward to do as the time is right. I mean, I've been married more than once, and the husband that I'm with now is very much supportive of what I do. And before that, I always sort of did it on the side because other people didn't understand. So it doesn't happen overnight. When did the change come? I think as my faith grew, Ross. I mean, I've always had a great faith, and as my faith became stronger, I knew there was something on the other side, and I knew that because of how spirit was with me, there had to be something to do with it. So in actual fact, I can't give you a date. It happened gradually over the years, Ross.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned about your husband. How do your family around you associate with this? I mean, this can't be easy to live with, surely.
I've got three daughters, and all three of them, in varying degrees, are actually showing very strong signs of being psychically inclined. Two of my daughters see spirit, so I think they will go into mediumship. Because it's been very open with myself, right from the children being very small, if they've said they've seen ghosts or something, I didn't do what my parents did because I understand it. My parents didn't. So I've explained. So right from a very early age, they've said, oh, Mom, we've got Nanny here, or we've got Grandad here, or Mom, I'm tired. Can you tell them to go now? So really, Ross, it's been nice for the children and for me. It's been part of family life. It's, to us, it's a normal way of life. It's not extraordinary. It's not strange. It is just, it's always happened.
Okay. Just a quick one from Nita. It says, yes, it has. The cat's been chucking up everywhere. So it seems that you did hit the nail on the head with Nita, Ruth.
Right. That's nice to know. Thanks for the feedback.
Okay. Another one for you. It says, hello, Penny. Hello, Ross. Hello, Ruth. Hope you all had a nice Christmas and a new year. I shall be in the King Arthur on Saturday afternoon. What time would you like to meet? I'd also like to say hello to Diane and hope she's listening in tonight as another new listener. Tell her to be happy and lots of love to you all from Graham Robinson.
Tell Graham we'll see him at the end of the month. We're up at Glastonbury on 27th.
Yes, of course, the next Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair is on the 27th of January. Myself, you, Patricia Hobbleday, Peter Knight, Dr. Liz Williams, Trevor Jones, they're all going to be there. It's going to be a great do. It's Saturday, 27th of January at the Town Hall in Glastonbury. And tickets, I think, are only about £2. Was it? £3. £3 for the whole day. So if you want to go, then all you need to do is give Graham a call. It's 07990 797979. That's 07990 797979. Yes, Graham, I was prepared tonight. I've got your poster in front of me. There you go. Now, just coming back to you a second there, Ruth, on this. When it comes to families, it is so difficult because I'm now on my third partner. They say that third time lucky, isn't it?
Yes.
and my first two that were really not that understanding about the paranormal. And it is difficult, isn't it, if you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't understand what you do and doesn't understand, thinks you're a nutter, basically.
Yes, it is. I mean, I can go a little better than you. I've been married three times previously, but this one is for keeps. I'm going to keep him. I love him to bits. Totally understanding. As right from the day we met, he didn't laugh, he didn't scoff, he was interested and gives me a huge support. But yes, if you've got a partner or family that don't understand it, it is very, very hard. I have been lucky there. Both my nieces, my sister, most of my family take on board and really enjoy the fact that it is very open and that we can talk about it. So that is very good. But if you've got a partner that isn't, it's a nightmare. Yeah, because I've been there too.
Mm, it does. It makes such a difference if you've got someone that's supportive. I'm lucky in that Penny is very, very supportive. She's into the same things as me and supports me in everything I do, including the radio, which is great.
It makes an awful lot of difference, doesn't it? It really, really does. Penny, I've only actually seen Penny. I haven't spoken to Penny. She is a very special lady. She, by the time we've got another 18 months, 2 years down the path, Penny's going to surprise you.
Oh, she surprises me every day, Ruth. I can announce to my listeners tonight that Penny and I will be undertaking a hand fasting ceremony in Glastonbury on the 24th of March, my dad's birthday.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go.
And for that?
We're tying the knot in pagan fashion, as they say.
Yes, I've never been to one of those, but I have heard they're very, very nice.
They are indeed. I'd like to thank Liz and Trevor as well for all the help they've given us in putting that together. So we're looking forward to that on the 24th of March. That's going to be great fun. It's the week before the spring equinox, so there we go. And invites will be in the post, as they say, to those that matter. So if you're expecting one and you haven't got one yet, don't worry. We've only just agreed the date today. So. Right, we're coming up to a break, so we'll be back with Ruth in a moment. If you want to get an email through for Ruth, it's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. We'll be back with Ruth Vidente right after this.
Call us now on 0871 871 366 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010, type the word studio,
leave a space,
then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFO, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The UK's most exciting French import, Lag Guitars, are now available from your local music store. There's a range of designs from the more traditional Jet models, through the hardtail Roxanne designs favoured by the Eagles of Death Metal, and of course the Floyd Rose-equipped Arcane models, as used by UK metal monsters, Mendeed. Lag Guitars are also available in regular, vintage and matte finishes, and use a selection of Lag, Dimarzio, Seymour Duncan and EMG pickups. The Lag Four Seasons acoustic guitars complement the electrics by offering a more natural, unplugged playing option. So call into your local music store and ask to see the great range of Lag guitars. Or go online to www.lagguitars.co.uk to request your brochure and listen to South Street Live here on Net Talk Radio to find out how you can win a Lag guitar.
Let's take a break from the show for a minute. This is Clyde J. Carroll, and I got a tip for you. These days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with friends and family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. It's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen, pass keyboard and mouse control, and even draw and highlight on the screen. Low, flat-fee pricing lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about that minute-to-minute cost. The ability to host online meetings is an absolute must for business in today's world. So give it a try. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting free today.
A fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Yes, welcome back. You're in the first hour of the show. Now That's Weird with me, Ross Hemsworth. Hope you're enjoying it. First one of 2007 live. I hope you enjoyed the shows that we put together for you over Christmas as well. Now, still to come on the show this evening, in the second hour, Elizabeth is going to be doing some more ESP and telepathy tests. They proved so popular in 2006, we thought we'd carry them on. So she's already been channeling into the ether what she thinks, what she's been thinking about all day, and we want to see if you can get it right. She'll be telling you all about that just after the hour, the turn of the hour. And then in hour three this evening, Nita Grant joining me. Many of you now know Nita. She's a regular to the program, and she'll be talking about alien abductions, UFOs, sex with aliens, and of course the paranormal and ghosts. So make sure you stay tuned for that one as well. Now, on the subject of Nita, my guest Ruth Vidente, there's another message from Nita here for you, Ruth. She says, Rich wants to know if his job's going to get any easier.
Right. Right, okay. Yes, it is. I feel that he needs to not be afraid of speaking up, not be afraid of saying what he feels. And I'm going to say within the next 6 to 8 weeks, not all at once, but gradually, it should start to ease off for him so he's not so stressed about it, Ross.
Oh, well, that's good. There you go. Good news for you, Rich. It's going to get easier. And, Rich, a little message from me. Move to New Zealand, mate. It's going to get a lot better for you out there. The only reason I'm saying that, Ruth, is because I know that his other half wants to move to New Zealand and he's not so keen. So,
oh, right.
There you go. Right, let's come back to you, Ruth, if we may. Now, we were talking earlier about the way that you came through as a child with these gifts, and some of your own children now started to develop the gift. What tools do you work with? How do you use them?
Right, okay. I work with many, many different tools, Ross. I have several packs of cards, angel cards, traditional tarot cards, rune cards, unicorn cards, oracle cards. I use all the different cards for different parts of my readings. I also have a crystal ball, which I use when I'm at the fairs. I use the crystal ball as kind of like a scrying, sorry, not a scrying implement, that is not as looking into, but I will get people to hold the crystal ball, think about their problems. I then hold the ball after them and will take their energy from it, which is really psychometry. So I use the crystal ball like that. I rely very, very heavily on my spirit guides. I've got 5 spirit guides. Two people are people that have passed, my own family, and the others are spirit people. So I rely very heavily on my spirit guides. And on my clairvoyance, it just comes in. You know, sometimes I'll be in a shop, queued up with somebody, and I think, oh my goodness, that person's got real problems with the back or with the leg. So it just comes in. So I've got many different tools, from crystals, I work with candles, my crystal ball, cards, and my spirit guides, and basically my clairvoyance.
Fantastic. Now, we were talking about your kids and your family around you, Ruth. Do they ever come to you for readings? And if they do, how difficult is it to read for your own family?
Right. This is quite an interesting point, actually, Ross, because, yes, all my family do come to me. And for sort of a lot of years, I would say, I don't want to do readings because you'll say it's mom or auntie or sister saying it, not the readings. I actually find it quite easy. Once I'm into work mode, I've got my own special space. If I do readings, the minute I get into my cards or my tools, I become Ruth Vedenti, the clairvoyant medium. I'm nobody's mum, I'm nobody's sister, so I actually do find it quite easy to read, because to me, it's like putting on a switch and wind me up and there I go. So yes, I do. My daughters do come to me every time they've got a new boyfriend. They'll say, Mum, I want you to look at Tom, Dick or Harry. Can you tell me what it's like, what's going to happen? Mostly, they do take on board what I say. But my youngest one is coming up 18 and is finding it a little hard to take advice, so I no longer at this present time am reading for her.
They always have a problem taking advice at that age.
Yes, don't they? Yes. But on the whole, yeah, they all do come to me for readings, and they do take very seriously, you know, what I'm saying, and I suppose it helps because it's right, and it's been proved that it's right again and again, so, you know, that does make it easier.
Right, got an email coming again from Alan in Spain in regards to what we said about him earlier.
Right.
I said Mavis, you said Maria or Mary, wasn't it, I believe? He says, just to let you know that almost every woman in Spain is called Maria something. My wife's name is Conchi, which was known by my mother. As regards to solicitors, everything was concluded 8 years ago. All the best, Alan. The quest for evidence continues.
Right, okay, I shall give that some thought and I shall go into that.
Okay, well, what I must say, Alan, I mean, you know, being clairvoyant myself to a degree, I have to say that quite often when these things come through, they relate to a third party, so it may well be someone that knew your mother that's given a name, so it could be worthwhile just checking into what Ruth said there and seeing whether there's a connection, but we'll see if anything else comes out before the end of the hour. Now, we're coming up towards another break. We've got about 45 seconds. In that time, Ruth, can you quickly tell us what the difference is between mediumship and clairvoyance?
Right, okay. Clairvoyance really is clairseeing. It's where you're getting information, whether it's from spirit or from your guides or wherever it's coming from. It's just clear seeing. Mediumship is actually having the ability to talk to people that have passed over and to pass messages on. So that is really talking to people that have gone, and the other one is clear sight.
Now, what's the difference between normal mediumship and seance? What do they call it? It's not seance. Where they actually go into trance? Trance mediumship.
Trance mediumship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mediumship. Some people when they are trance mediums. I'm not a trance medium. It really is just where they're going into it much deeper, and spirit will come through maybe stronger. So it does actually, the person, the medium doing the reading will take on the features or the voice of that person. So that is what trance medium is. Mediumship that I do, I am basically talking to the person that's passed and passing on messages, but I don't feel the need, and it doesn't come to me to change my voice or my face, because I don't need to do that. That's for me personally.
Okay, we need to take another break. My guest is Ruth Vedente. Any questions? studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
Now that's weird.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666, or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space.
Then your message.
So then, what program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents.
Have you ever been fascinated by druidism, paganism, witchcraft, or Wicca? If so, you should listen to The Witching Hour with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones, owners of The Witchcraft Shop in Glastonbury. Live each week from midnight from Thursday, December 7th, straight after Wednesday night's repeat of Now That's Weird, here on Net Talk Radio.
From the weather to what's on, dentists to doctors, shopping to sports, barnstabletowncentre.co.uk. Click on for community content.
Keyboards, drum kits, guitars, PA equipment, digital pianos and amps. Want to buy them at the best price? Then visit tedturnermusic.co.uk. If you want to learn, repair or hire an instrument, we're on hand to help. Our customer helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday on 01823 660 788. tedturnermusic.co.uk. Good advice at a fair price.
You've heard the legends. You've seen it in the news headlines. Now, the disease is spreading. Your worst fears are about to be realized. Coming soon to a street near you. School holidays.
Now that's weird.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
He does indeed. It's me. First hour of the show. You are indeed listening to the very first live show of 2007. And my guest is Ruth Vedente. Just before we go back to Ruth, how many of you have been watching this Celebrity Big Brother? Now, I'm not a reality television fan, as most of you will know. I whinge about it a lot on my other show, Whinge of the Week, as you also probably know. But Celebrity Big Brother with Face Man. Yes. one of the characters from my favourite TV series, The A-Team. Why on earth has he stooped to do Big Brother? Is his career really hit that low? Have you been watching it? What do you think of it? Let me know. Just purely, I know it's off track from Now That's Weird, but I'd be very interested to know what you think. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And has Cleo Rocco started to tell the Kenny Everett stories yet? I want to know. Now back to my guest, Ruth Vidente. Now Ruth, obviously there's been a lot of life experience. How much life experience comes into what you do as a clairvoyant?
Right. Well, I always make sure that when I'm doing my readings, I do stress that any information I give, it is not from me, it's nothing to do with me, it is from my guides, it's from the gift that I have. But having said that, I have experienced my life has been very, very traumatic. I've gone through an awful lot, and that does help you to be able to empathise with the person sat in front of you or the person on the end of a telephone. When I say to somebody, I understand, it's because I've been in that situation and I do understand. So it's not my input, it's not my information, but I can put myself in that person's shoes and I try to treat everybody with the love and respect that I would like to be treated. So the actual input, yes, of course, when you've gone through life, you know how to help people, you know how to move forward, you know how to solve the problems, but the spiritual side, the psychic side is totally different. So the two really go hand and glove in together.
Now, do you ever switch off? Because I know I find it very, very difficult to shut down. Spirit are always around and I'm always open. It's because I suppose I haven't done a great deal of development with my own gift.
Right. My husband would laugh at that. I open up and I meditate before every session and I close down. But having said that, Ross, basically, I don't shut down, I don't switch off until my husband hits me over the back of the head with something heavy. No, I'm there whatever time, day or night, for whoever needs me. I find it very, very difficult. It's not a job I do. It's my life. It's what I've gone through, all my traumas, all my upsets, all my bereavements, everything that's happened in my life, it's gone to make me what I am. So no, basically, I don't switch off, Ross. The last 18 months, I think we've worked, apart from literally the odd day, we've worked 7 days a week, both myself and my husband, and this year looks like being even much more hard work than that. We've got about 40 psychic shows booked from sort of Penzance, Cornwall, Lake District, Glastonbury. So no, I don't shut off, no.
Well, you can do me a favour in that case then, because we're looking to take Now That's Weird out on the road even more in 2007. So every single event you go to, tell them about us and see if we can get Net Talk Radio along there to do a show.
We shall do that. I'm already plugging it very, very well on the television just before Christmas, and afterwards they've all been asking me what date are you starting. So a plug for us, the 30th of January for the Ruth Vidente Experience.
And we look forward to that. It's going to be every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. from the 30th of January. We look forward to that. Now, what part of the work you do you like the most, and what do you really enjoy?
Without a doubt, there are two bits. First of all, the mediumship, because of the comfort that it gives. And when somebody sits down in front of you and they are sceptics, and you'll always get people that test you, Ross, and you know, it's not something that you switch on like a light switch. And sometimes when you're doing a mediumship reading, you've got, like with Alan, you know, it can be a name that's related to another party. And when somebody sits down there and they're sceptical, and then they get up and they say, well, Ruth, you know, I cannot fault what you said. There is nobody else that would have known that about me. And when you see the face change, that part I love. The fact that you can sort of change people's change people's ideas. And the other part, really, I get such a lot of pleasure out of just being able to help people. There's an awful lot of sad people out there, lot of lonely people, a lot of misunderstood people, people in debt. And when you can help them and they get up and leave your table or put the phone down and they say, great, I now feel I've got the strength to go and do what we talked about, that is worth everything to me. So those, the helping people and the comfort, the mediumship side.
Now, what else have you got planned for 2007? You said you're doing a lot of tours, you're doing a lot of talks. Obviously, you've got the TV and the radio show. What else are you going to cram into this year?
Right, what else? Time permitting, I do group bookings, which is where people who live quite a long distance away will want readings. And I will travel countrywide for a minimum of 4 readings. Obviously to cover my costs. So I do have private readings, group readings, sometimes it's separate readings. I do my sort of stand-up shows and demonstrations at the psychic fairs. Have been looking into sort of, there might be something next, towards the end of the year where we're looking at hotels. So we've got a lot lined up. My television is 5 days a week, and then the yourself that we join in. So really it's, we don't have much spare time at all, but I just, if it's a new experience, I'm up for it. I like to give everything a try.
You've got to be one of the most hard-working clairvoyants I've ever come across, Ruth. Well done to you. And we need to take another break. My guest is Ruth Vidente. She's here with us in, about another 10 minutes. So if you've got a question for her, get it in now. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And we'll try and get it to Ruth before the end of the hour. If we can't, we'll get it to her to do on her show, which starts on Tuesday the 30th of January at 8 p.m. We'll be back right after these words.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010. Type the word studio.
Leave a space, then your message. For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now, abovetopsecret.com, and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio?
If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quailing, and don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show, Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum, making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Shall I tell you something really funny? We talk about Now That's Weird. I went to collect my car today. Now, my car is a Mercedes, a C180 Mercedes, and it's been in the garage for over a year. It went in just over a year ago to have an MOT, and this particular garage, you've got a bit of a reputation of taking their time, but as I had a sponsored car for NetTalk, I'd left it in there. I wasn't in any great rush. And it came around for the second MOT. It was still in the garage. I couldn't believe it. I got it today, and there are more things wrong with it now than when it went in. The central locking doesn't work. The alarm doesn't work. He's taken the immobiliser off because he didn't appear to know how to get the thing to start in the first place. Oh, what a bloody mess. I can see another lawsuit coming up in 2007, but there you go. Now, let's talk about 2007 with Ruth Vidente. Ruth's my guest. Ruth, what does this year hold for people? Is it going to be a good year?
I think basically, yes, it is, Ross. Last year was absolutely horrendous. The calls and the readings that I did were really, really bad. And round about November of last year, the energy started to change. And I feel people this year are much more wanting to change and to be positive and to be able to change their lives. I feel this year is going to be a lot better for a lot of people. Not perfect, but certainly a lot better, the energy better, and people being stronger and more able to cope with their problems.
Well, I must admit, it started to be a good year for me. I came across Christmas thinking, oh, what have we got in store? And then all of a sudden things started to perk up financially, the business, everything about the radio station, my daughter staying with me I hadn't seen for almost 2 years. So I think it's going to be a very good year.
Yes, definitely. It is.
Let's hope so. Now, those of you that have checked out my blog, it's myspace.com/Ross Hemsworth. On my blog from not today's but yesterday's, I believe, I put some predictions for 2007. Do go and have a look at them and see what you think, and post up there if you think I'm right, or make a note of them and see what happens in 2007. Because I've made a few outrageous ones there, things that you might think, no, that will never happen. But let's just see if they do. It's myspace.com/Ross Hemsworth, and then click on the page that says blog. Now, just remind people again, if you would, Ruth, where can they see you on television?
Right, I'm on daily, weekdays, Monday to Friday, on Sky Television on channel 886. I'm also available on the same number as that on the telephones. I work on the telephones.
Mm-hmm. So people can get a reading whilst they watch you on telly?
Yes, they do. Yeah, that's how it works. I go through to the television via a webcam, and then they come through to me. It's totally private. It's not put out over the television at all. It's strictly between myself and who I'm reading for. Certainly one of the things that is most important, the privacy angle. So, yes, they can phone up there and they can see me Monday to Friday, morning, afternoon, or very early evening.
Great. And, of course, you're coming to Net Talk Radio on the 30th of January. Just quickly remind us about that as well.
Right, yeah. The new show starts. It's called The Ruth Vedenti Experience. Starts on the 30th of January between 8 and 9.30 in the evening.
Fantastic. Ruth, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's been an absolute delight talking to you. I'm really looking forward to hearing your show on Net Talk.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you, Ross.
And a Happy New Year to you. Have a great 2007.
And you, my love. Take care, and to all the listeners.
Yeah, and to Mike and the family.
Thank you.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That's Ruth Vedenti. And as she said, don't forget, it's 30th of January, which is a Tuesday night, 8 p.m. through till 9, and you can tune in, take part, and send all sorts of things into the show, including if you want a reading from Ruth, she'll do that for you too, so that can't be bad, can it? And that's starting on Tuesday, the 30th of January. But don't forget, just a couple of days before that, on Saturday, the 27th of January, you can come along and see me and Ruth and Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones from the Witchcraft the shop in Glastonbury. They, of course, do the show called The Witching Hour here on the station. They'll be with us doing the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair, which Net Talk Radio are sponsoring this year. It's the 27th of January at the Town Hall in Glastonbury in Somerset, and tickets are available on 07990 797 979. That's 07990 797 979. Still to come on now, that's Weird This Evening. Coming up next, of course, Elizabeth, the lady that you all voted as the most popular guest of 2006. She's going to be doing another ESP and telepathy test. So if you think you know what it is she's been thinking about all day today, drop me a line now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk, and see if you have ESP or telepathy powers. Coming up in hour three, Nita Grant joining me. Nita's already been on the emails this evening. She's already active, but she's not feeling very well. So send some healing across to her this evening. She's got a sore throat, she's got a snuffly cold, and she's got a vomiting cat. Or should I say, her pussy is vomiting. I'll leave that to your own judgment, your own imagination. Perhaps I was right the first time. I'm not sure. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is the first live Now That's Weird of 2007. Plenty more to come. Stay tuned.